Welcome back to the show. I'm very excited about my next guest. I met him for the first time the other night, two nights ago, and I've been following him on Twitter and having Twitter talks, but, you know, it's weird when you pull somebody out through the interweb. He is the number one New York Times best-selling author, thriller author extraordinaire, Brad Thor. His new book, Hidden Order, was released this Tuesday. It's already climbing the charts, number 11 currently on Amazon.com. Buy it, find it, read it, love it. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, Derek, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about Hidden Order. You write this whole series of books. Scott Harvath is your hero. It's sort of it's a thriller. It's a spy novel. He's a former Navy SEAL. This one it's set in the world of the Federal Reserve. I'm still reading the last one right now, and I keep on seeing spoilers on Twitter. It's kind of annoying. Without giving away too much, give us the gist of Hidden Order.
Well, Hidden Order, the gist is, and you know, I'm in the beach read business. My job is to entertain you and give you a big, big thrill. And when 9/11 happened, my wife and I got stuck on the East Coast. We weren't able to go to our vacation spot overseas that we had planned to go to. And we ended up on a little island off the coast of Georgia called Jekyll Island. And it was there that I learned this incredible mystery behind the Federal Reserve. And I said, this is thriller writing gold. I said, at some point, I want to weave this in to one of my novels. And people said, really, you're going to include the Federal Reserve? I said, yes, it's fascinating how this group got started over 100 years ago. In fact, this is the 100-year anniversary of the beginning of the Federal Reserve this year.
With a name like the Federal Reserve, you think, oh, it's just a part of the executive branch, part of government somehow, right? Right?
But that was the intention. The Federal Reserve is about as Federal Express. So I said, how do I take something like this, put it into a thriller, so that people get that white-knuckle thrill ride and actually close the book smarter for having read it? And what I decided to do was I decided to have the acting Federal Reserve chairman die while in office. And the way the Fed works is you and I don't have any way to vote them in, vote them out. There's no accountability to the American people. When it's time to change the head of the Fed, they come to the president with a list of five names and say, you pick one of these. You don't like it? Too bad. You pick one, and that's all you get to do. So the book is about Federal Reserve Chairman dies in office. There are five people suggested to succeed the Fed chairman, and they all disappear on the same night in Washington, D.C. And the Fed hates publicity. So it's all about my guy, Scott Harvath, coming in and trying to help quietly untangle who took these people and what's going on. And the deeper he gets, the worse it gets.
And it starts off, I did glance at the first chapter. It's action right from the start. You like to do that. I was at your book event the other night, and you talked about how you like to start off each novel with a lot of action. How did you become a novelist? What did you do before it, and what inspired you to do it? Is there something you read, somebody you read, a movie you saw? Was there something, or did you just always have this in you, and you finally just sort of had the courage to do it?
Well, it's interesting. Before I was a novelist, I had my own television show on PBS nationwide. I did a travel show, budget travel, go to Europe with your backpack and your rail pass, and here's all the cool things to see. It was a great program, and I had a lot of fun doing it. In between seasons, I got married and was on my honeymoon with my wife, and she said, what would you regret on your deathbed never having done? And for me, ever since I was a little boy, I'd wanted to write a novel and get it published. So my wife said, fine, when we get home, you're going to start spending 2 hours of protected time a day making that dream come true. And I did. And again, it's something I've always, always wanted to do. And I think those things which we're most destined to do in life were often the most afraid of. I had never tried it because I was afraid of failure. Mm-hmm. And once my wife knew what my secret was, Derek, I couldn't I couldn't turn back. I didn't want to have my wife, my newly joined in matrimony to me, woman, tear up my man card. So I went for it.
And it worked out quite well, I think. Number one New York Times bestseller. What has been most surprising and gratifying to you as a novelist? You know, is it the people you meet? Is it being able to get something so clear in your head out for the world to enjoy? What's best about being your job?
Well, the best thing for me, the people who read the books, it's fantastic. Whether they're complete strangers who come up to me at a book signing event, whether it's Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is a fan of the books, President Bush, 43, President Clinton loves the books. So to have presidents and Supreme Court justices, as well as people, you know, that are my neighbors, people that I see in the grocery store. I was in the Houston airport today signing books in a bookstore, and some gentleman walked by and pulled one of my paperbacks out of his backpack and said, "I love your books." So that to me is pretty neat, that you can do something you love and people appreciate it.
Talking with Brad Thor, the new book, it's a big bestseller, Hidden Order. Order it now on Amazon or all bookstores that still exist. Now, as somebody who you've written 13 books by now, Scott Harvath is your main character. You said the other night that he's based on you or what you want it to be, you know, sort of the dream version of you. We all have that in ourselves. And this book about the Federal Reserve was sort of conceptually conceived before you even started writing a novel. So has there been any of your books that you've written where you thought of the idea, you started mapping it out in your head, and then you found it to be too unbelievable that, and then later it comes true, your last book actually predicted, or maybe you probably knew, about the PRISM system and the NSA surveillance. Is there anything that you've sort of looked at and said, that's a little bit too out of the realm of believability, but it came to pass? Or are you just continually surprised about how much absurdity there is in our government?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, my thriller last summer, Blacklist, was all about the explosion in total surveillance. So we talked about action happening on page one. I talk about things that are the hallmarks of my thrillers, the things that I have to have in each book. You know, number one, the action has to start on page one, and it has to be powerful, and it really has to keep coming through the book. I like short cinematic chapters. I have people read my books who say, you know, I gave it to my dad, or I gave it to my wife or my sister or our son who wasn't a reader, didn't like reading or was never into reading, and you've totally changed them. They love your books. They love reading now because of your books. And so with this Fed idea, the Fed idea had been kicking around in my head for about 10 years, but I wasn't ready to put it out there yet. So oftentimes, Derek, with the subjects that I write about, again, we talk about action on page one. Mm-hmm. These are beach reads. They're supposed to be entertaining. But I want you to finish one of my books smarter for having read it. So I pick subjects that I'm not only interested in, but things that I think are going to be the next big thing we'll be talking about in the public square. Last summer, it was Blacklist, total surveillance, the NSA. I said, that's going to be the next big thing. In Hidden Order, and by the way, you can read the books in any order. You don't need to go back and start with the first book. You can start it with Hidden Order, or you could start with Blacklist. And this thing that I'm talking about in Hidden Order with the Fed, the story that I've weaved in there, is the next big scandal. It is the next big thing we'll be talking about across the United States. I guarantee it.
Now, when you write a thriller like Hidden Order about the Federal Reserve, how much research do you have to do? And it's, you know, I assume you come up with a few plot points that you just sort of assume this will work, and then maybe you find out later it doesn't. How much research do you do? How do you do it? And are you ever frustrated by it?
I do tons of research. And I will tell you this. I have an easier time, and I have had an easier time, researching stuff at the CIA and the National Security Agency than I had doing the Federal Reserve. They are so purposefully watertight. Again, they chose the name Federal Reserve to con the American people. The Federal Reserve is about as Federal Express, and there are no reserves there. So this is an organization that does not like scrutiny. Again, this plays into this whole ripped from the pages of a real-life spy novel. I mean, I could not, if I had set out to create an organization like the Fed, the things you will read about the Fed in Hidden Order, if I had done that as a fictitious group in one of my novels, people would have said that I had jumped the shark. They would not have believed that an organization would do the things and has done the things that the Fed has. So that's why it was thriller writing gold. I mean, I didn't have to chase any of these wacky conspiracies, the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati, and all that nonsense. I didn't do any of that. I just did pure, true stuff in this book, and it's beyond fascinating. I mean, you wouldn't think when people say the Fed, fascinating, I'm putting it into a thriller, but trust me, not only fascinating, but thrilling. I had to leave stuff out of the book. I mean, the stuff I found, I had to really pick and choose what was the coolest stuff to put in, and
that's what I used. Brad Thor, the new book is Hidden Order. Brad, I have five copies of some of your older books that you can vouch right now on the radio that you signed for me.
I did indeed sign them for you.
So I'm going to give one away today and then one away each day the next week. Let's just say caller 15 at 410-338-1044. We'll get a copy, signed copy of Foreign Influence by Brad Thor. Brad, the new book, Hidden Order, out now. Huge bestseller. I'm looking forward to reading it after I finish Blacklist. I thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm going to harass you again to get you on in the future.
It'd be my honor. Thank you, my friend.
You have a good day.
You too.